That completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2005-78, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance Cool Spring Meadows amended conditions.
Now, Mr. Chairman, this item was deferred at the April 12th meeting for further consideration. The applicants are requesting that the required walking paths be deleted from the open space areas. And they were also requesting that sidewalks only be required to be installed on one side of all the streets and not both sides as stipulated. This application has not received final approval, therefore none of the lots have been transferred. And prior to the last meeting, I provided you a letter which would just explain the deletion of the walking pass, and at the last meeting it was brought that they were requesting sidewalks also, just to be on one side.
Okay. Now, Mr. Johnson, you have any?
I do, Mr. Chairman. I'd like for some discussion by the commission, perhaps maybe even of a workshop nature at some point, where we can discuss these amended conditions that were being requested both recently, as well as another item that's on the agenda that's next. And my concern is what we went through a couple years ago when we were getting inundated with requests for time extensions, and the council decided to address it as a in a more of a uniform policy. And it raises concern on my part that we go through this whole process of reviewing all this information, and we utilize the presentation that's given to the commission to make our decision, and then lo and behold, now we're being requested to make some changes. Now, whether it's due to economic times or a concern about the engineering design of the project, or whatever the reason might be, but I think it's a matter that I for one would like to see the commission address as a group. And whether or not we can come up with a solution, I don't know.
Well, I think it would be worth having an open discussion on, and we could ask Mr. Lang to put it on the agenda in some future meeting shortly.
So we're not looking at one specific project, it's more just the whole issue.
The whole issue.
Talk about the issue and what other ways. I think Mr. Johnson makes a valid point that we are seeing more of this. I think we're going to see more of it. And I think it's the sign of the times. Anything other than a reaction to the market realities. And if just like we did with the time extensions, if we can find a mechanism to try to deal with them on a more wholesale basis, perhaps we can. I think it's going to be harder to do that than time is universal to, you know, but every development design is going to be different, and every sidewalk is going to be different, and but we may be able to come up with some general guidelines anyway to make it. We should try anyway. I'm thinking. Everybody agree?
I agree.
As I said last couple of meetings, I think I brought it up last couple of times, we've got an intern that's working on looking at ordinances of other areas, and we had him look at sidewalks for one. There may be some other issues he could look at, but it almost seems like it would be easier if we establish a criteria and the ordinance and not keep doing policies on sidewalks, and it could be related to the number of lots and type of lots and size of lots or the different criteria you could use to establish that it'd be required.
I think
it needs to be a specified width, and we need to establish whether it's in where it is, because in some instances if there's curb and gutter, it should be at the curb. That way it's in the right of way, then it's a public works issue and they get the proper inspection, whereby if it's swaled streets, then it's going to be on the lot or adjacent to the lot line. And not, because we've had the issue a couple times where you can see that the sidewalk's going to be tilted if you put it at the swale. So it's where it's going to be located. So we need a workshop may be good in the future to do that. And it could be a part of an agenda. We've got a couple full agendas coming up Because we just, council just introduced 7 ordinances for us to consider. They seem like they're all pretty quick. Shouldn't take very long.
Okay.
And like, I think one, at the end of May, we have a hearing with 6 hearings, but 5 of them are ordinances.
Right.
4 of them, and the next meeting after, 3 of them are ordinances.
The research that the intern's doing, I would kind of like to wait until we have that in hand, and we can consider that all at one. Assuming it's going to be done in next, couple of months.
Well, we can see what he's already looked at sidewalks.
Yeah, and I would say maybe for the workshop, just wait, because he's up at Temple, I think. Maybe wait till later May or early June when he. Probably so it'd be helpful to have him
June.
Here.
I was thinking June, actually.
Probably June would probably work. Yeah, like I say, either college, Temple,
right.
Going for his master's, and
right.
And we have contact with him through computer more than anything else. He's still going to school, but he does the research for us, and we maintain his hours.
Good.
So we haven't probably given as much work as he'd like, to be honest with you. So he's getting close to being finished. He'll probably be finished mid-May.
Okay.
What? It's in the ordinance right now and under the cluster section that sidewalks are required on one side.
Yeah, right. That's right. Already.
That's in there right now.
Yeah, but that's on the, and that's sort of one of the things we need to address because that's on the two-track mechanism. If you go the superior design route and you got the expedited review, you had to put sidewalks on one side to get your superior design. Sort of the effect of the market was we put that in, and that soon after that there weren't a lot of applications, and now everybody's expedited. You know, you get your application, you have a hearing in 2 months.
No waiting now.
Yeah. So anyway, but those are all the kinds of things that we can talk about at a workshop.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2005-78, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance, amended conditions, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second. Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-78, Delmarva Woodlands Alliance, Cool Spring Meadows, amended conditions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.